wrapping up the previous games and looking forward to the ones to come. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Preps Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA. I am Clark Johnson, and it is Football Saturday. That's right. Got a big one tonight on Preps Radio in Kersey. Number one, Eaton. Number seven, Platte Valley. We'll talk a bunch about that today. 5:30 pregame tonight, 7 o'clock. Or, I'm sorry, 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock opening kickoff. So a Hurricane Financial opening kickoff tonight, so it should be fun. As we get going in Kersey, no place I'd rather be, and all eyes in Colorado on that game tonight. It's probably be the only one going at that time as it ends the week for high school football out here. Last night, we were at Ray French Field in Fort Collins. Beautiful night, too, a fall night. And we had the Fort Collins Lambkins and the Pooterin Palace, both 2-1 coming in. You got Matt Yem, the Fort Collins coach, on one side, third year for Matt, Fort Collins. Of course, remember 2006, Matt Yem was taking the Lambkins as a all-state quarterback to the semifinals, and he goes down with an injury right at the start of that semifinal game against Columbine. But the rest is history. Ends up at CSU and then back under Eric Rice as a assistant coach at Fort Collins, and now his third year as head coach. And the Lambkins off to a 3-1 start. They went 28-7 last night against Pooter. It was the Dorian McGarity show. Still, the Lambkins really going without the conventional quarterback, which we thought they'd have. We thought they would have, you know, that drop-back quarterback and that unbelievable cast of receivers that they've got. But injuries to one quarterback, maybe not doing enough. Whatever the situation was there, it was McGarity, a quarterback last night, basically. Wildcat, if you want to call it that, but he did throw from it too. Not much. It was usually a run. But he's like watching a video game, Dorian McGarity. He's on his way to CSU. That's fun. Dante Johnson, another talented wide receiver on the team, also going to CSU. So there's some playmakers, no question, on Collins. They get out to a 13-0 early lead on two. Yeah, you guessed it, Dorian McGarity touchdown runs. And he was our Buildings by Design player of the game, as it was a no-doubter last night. But then Pooter comes back big. Last drive of the second half, and Quentin Harms, their quarterback, throws a touchdown pass in the final 10 seconds of the first half. So instead of going to the locker room, 13-0 Fort Collins, pretty, you know, that two-score lead, Pooter cuts it to 13-7 at the break. It was huge. Then they come out, and they get the football in the second half. Eric Tonkin's team does, the Impalas, and they march right down the field. They get inside that Hikes Ace Hardware red zone, and Loudon Harger for Fort Collins makes a great pick in the end zone and sets his team up at the we tried to run it out. They get to the five, and then Collins puts on the drive of the year so far. 18 plays, 11 minutes, just under 11 minutes. And they go 95 yards to go up two scores again in the football game. Then they turn around, and big Cade Wish. Man, that cat can flat-out play football. Big defensive lineman for Collins, picks it off at the line of scrimmage around the 10-yard line, and the big guy rumbles into the end zone, and Collins has a 28-7 win over Pooter last night. So big win for him, no question about it, and congrats to Fort Collins and Matt Yem. Scoreboard's coming up here on the program today. Going to go through the scoreboard. We've got game cuts from Jeff Fulton, Fossil Ridge coach. Their win on Thursday night. Jeff Van Winkle, the Severance coach. They won again last night. And Alan Jeffries, the Loveland coach. Big win for Loveland last night against Windsor. So huge there. They beat them 14-7. But let's thank Gould Parts, our great sponsor. Oh, they do so many things for us. Great sponsor on this show, Clark and the Coach. Our show from 11 to noon every single weekday. Day on KFKA, and then, of course, our scoreboard sponsor on all of our game broadcasts. So thank you so much to Alan Gould, his great staff, Vic, Marie, the whole gang out there. Just drop in. They'll get anything you need, car parts, truck parts, big machine parts. It's your part supplier. It's simply Gould Parts in Eden. All right, let's get to the scoreboard. Thursday, if you didn't hear the scores, and reason I go there is we've got a clip, too, from Jeff Fulton. But Roosevelt, how about Roosevelt? Well, we knew this was going to be a walk in the park against Harrison on Thursday, 63-0. Lane Wasinger's team, number one in the state. Number one, Roosevelt. Number two, Meade. It's coming up October 8th, folks. A Friday night in Johnstown. That's going to be one for the ages, no question about it. Greeley West and Mountain View, 50-27. Mountain View wins on Thursday. West led 14-0 after one. Jason Renoff's team. Then it was tied 21-21. Mountain View outscores the Spartans 21-0 in a decisive fourth quarter, so they get the win on Thursday. Skyline 17-7 over Silver Creek. So Silver Creek no longer is undefeated. They're 3-1 now. Skyline also 3-1 under Coach Silva. North Glen and Rocky Mountain. How about Mark Brooks' team on Thursday? 41-0 over North Glen. And then Fossil Ridge and Eagle Crest. Good win for Jeff Fulton. Got his first win of the year after some close calls. 27-23. Fossil Ridge got the win right here. And Kyle caught up yesterday, last night at least, with Fossil Ridge head coach Jeff Fulton. Talked about the win on Thursday. Here's Jeff Fulton.
Coach, your Sabercats get their first victory of the season last night. We'll get to that here in a minute, but I don't want to take away from what you guys have kind of ran through the gauntlet on a schedule-wise to start the season. So you got your first victory last year, but you guys have had a tough schedule getting up to that point, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, we certainly did. You open the season with Ralston Valley after going through a pandemic, and I realized everybody went through the pandemic last year, but then you got to go on the road to a tough Windsor team who's winning at the highest levels. And, of course, we got trapped in a crosstown rivalry game against the Fort Collins Lambkins, which came up a little short. So last night was a very exhilarating night for our program.
Yeah, talk about last night. It kind of looked like, obviously, I was not at the game, but just following along on Twitter and through that way, it kind of looked like you guys had to really show some resiliency and some fight as you were down in the third quarter and then maybe fell behind again in the fourth quarter. But just talk about what your team did well as far as resiliency.
Well, we did fall behind in the fourth quarter, and then our offensive firepower kind of took over going down the stretch, and we also played really good defense. A couple times we held them on fourth down, forcing short field for our offense. Our quarterback, Tyler Kubat, our wide receivers are as good as anybody's, and our defense really stepped up late in the game.
Yeah, talk about that connection, Tyler Kubat. Just reading along, sound like he had a big pass to Mac Busteed to kind of set up the winning score, and then he hit Trey Keyworth, if I have my facts correct.
Yeah, you are correct. Busteed had a great big catch down the field, and Tyler Kubat can throw the ball as well as anybody. And then we had a short route over the middle of the end zone. Busteed kind of cleared it out, and then it's Trek Keyworth. He made a really nice catch just inside the goal line as designed. And the Sabercats came away with a great win at a very difficult place to play.
Yeah, and like you say, you go on the road also to get that first victory as well on the season. You talked about your defense. Anybody stand out in particular, or maybe any position group stand out in particular in a couple of them big stands you talked about to set up your offense?
Absolutely. It starts and ends with Nathan Hallmark. Nathan Hallmark is an extremely talented defensive end, and we move him around to the D-tackle as well. Eagle Crest has a young man going to Michigan State University, following Coach Mel Tucker that way. And we feel like our young man, Mr. Hallmark, represented himself really well. Once that tape gets out, we think he's dynamic enough to get offers as well.
Yeah, that's great to hear for you guys. And like I said, it's got to feel good to get that first victory. One more game before you guys start league play. You've got to Arvada West a week from now. I know you kind of wanted to enjoy your win, but the luxury of me having you on the day after it is that you guys are probably already getting ready to work and looking into Arvada West.
And we already did. It's funny you say that. We met with our kids this afternoon. We watched the tape from last night, and then we had already exchanged the early tape with the Wildcats from Arvada West, and we're already ahead on that schedule. And then they're playing Cherry Creek tonight, And we'll get that videotape first thing in the morning. And, of course, the staff will break that down and get ready to go. So we're about halfway ready on what we like to do. We told the kids they can enjoy the victory until Monday at 4 o'clock. The coaches could enjoy the victory till today at 4 o'clock because then it's all business getting back to work.
Yes, sir. Got to get back to work. Well, we appreciate you joining us tonight. Glad that we got to talk about your kids a little bit, talk about your team, and hopefully things keep trending in the right direction for you. Good luck the rest of the way out, and start them next week with Arvada West. Get them knocked off the docket, and then we'll go from there. Also, Clark wanted me to let you know he said hello as well. So thank you again for joining us.
Thank you, gentlemen. And tell Clark I said hello.
All right. There is Jeff Fulton. Love Jeff. So many years at Northridge and 40 years teaching. I mean, that's crazy. That's giving back, folks. No doubt about it. So Fossil Ridge, big win. Beat Eagle Crest 27-23 on Thursday. Last night's scores. Let's jump to there. Res Christian, number 2 at 3A, did not play. Skyview's got the vid. So Res not only had a bye 2 weeks ago, but they basically get a bye this week with Skyview being out on COVID protocol. Let's see. Let's go 1A last night. Ouch. Yuma beats Highland last night 28-21. So Zach Sandstrom's Huskies dropped to 2-2 on the year. How about the Severance Silver Knights? 13-0 lead at halftime against the Brush beat Diggers last night. Brush held tough for a while. So this makes me think, because I've been having the commentary lately, you know how big, how star-packed the Patriot League West is. Four teams in the top 10 in there. That's going to be a battle. Everybody trying to get to Eaton. You've got Severance, Res Christian University in there. But the Patriot League East, just trying to find anybody that's going to run with Platte Valley this year. And I thought maybe it could be Brush, and last night maybe we got that answer. Brush held really close with Severance last night. So 20-7 the final. Severance led 13-0 at the half. But Brush hangs in there last night. So maybe that's the team that's going to push Platte Valley. Remember, we'll have Platte Valley and Eaton tonight. Platte Valley number 7. Eaton, the defending state champions, number 1. 6 o'clock is our Hurricane Financial kickoff tonight in Kersey on Preps Radio. Valley, how about this one? Double overtime last night. Eagle Valley, 2-0. They're a 3A club. 2-0, 3A club. Now they're 3-0. They beat University in double overtime last night. University, Casey Doss's team, first time they've been 3-0 under Coach Doss, had a big chance to go 4-0 last night, but they drop at 38-30 in double overtime. So Eagle Valley gets the win in that one. Sterling, well, how about this? 2 years ago, the Sterling Tigers were the state champions. Now, in 4 games, they've been outscored 211-0 in 4 games. Unbelievable. Rob Busmente's team. This just shows you how fickle high school sports is. They can come clean the complete closet, take everybody off your team, everybody graduates. Maybe in Sterling's case, you've got some players that were multi-sports sticking with either basketball or baseball and not going back to the football team. But a tough run for Sterling this year. 211-0. They've been shut out 4 straight games, and you just have to go back 2 years and they're winning a state title. Thompson Valley and Berthoud last night, 16-13. The Eagles beat the Spartans last night, 16-13. So Thompson Valley gets their first win of the year. That's 3A Thompson Valley and 2A Berthoud, but take from that what you will. Berthoud drops to 1-2 on the year. That's Corey Tickner's team. Alameda and Valley, good one last night in Gilchrist, but Valley, the home team, comes up short by a point, 28-27. Alameda, they led 28-0 at halftime, and the Valley comes rolling back and just falls short, 28-27. So good run by Scott Leffler's team last night, but they end up on the short end of the stick there. Estes Park and Fort Lupton, another one-point game and a wild one, 39-38. Fort Lupton beat Estes Park, so Fort Lupton gets their first win of the year. Estes drops to 1-2 on the season. Northridge and Meade last night, well, kind of thought this might happen. Northridge off to a great start. Jeremy Hayden's done a terrific job over at Northridge High School with this club. 3-0 start, best start he's had. And then come you know, the next level, the Meade Mavericks, number two in the state. Only Roosevelt is up on top of them. Remember, Roosevelt and Meade for us on Preps Radio on October 8th. That's getting close. But the Mavericks last night, what did they do last year against Northridge? They beat them 42-0. What did they do this year against Northridge? They beat them 42-0. Again, same score, 35-0 game at the half. We talked with Jason Klatt on Clark and a Coach this week, and this is just a, this team's just a, the program, just year after year after year now, terrific, terrific. Always a football team that can go win a state championship. So Meade sits at number two right now. They win 42-0 last night against Northridge. Fort Morgan rolls Conifer 42-6, so number five, Fort Morgan, big, big win there. How about Windsor and Loveland last night? Let's get to this. In fact, you know what? We've got two coach interviews coming up. I know I've got the Severance and Brush interview. In fact, before we get to the Windsor-Loveland score and talk about that game, let's go back and Severance 20-7 over Brush last night. Caught up with Jeff Van Winkle, Kyle Johnson did after the game last night. And here's what Jeff had to say about Severance's win last night.
Coach, thank you for joining us. You guys get another victory tonight. Not another easy one, it doesn't look like, and that's kind of the motto here in the 2A Patriot. We didn't know who was going to challenge Platte Valley, and it looks like Brush may be that team.
Yeah, Kyle, I'll tell you what, man, you could be 100% correct. That is a great team over there. They played as physical, they played fast, you know, and some of that stuff comes out on film, you know, so we saw that and had some things there, but they really came to play, and we knew that they would. But I think you could be right. I think that could be a team that's going to challenge.
Yeah, you guys get out to the early lead, and then you weren't running away by any means, and then kind of just following along on Twitter, as we have to do. You guys have a turnover, and that sets up their score, but you got to probably be happy with how your team responded with a score after that.
No, you know, no question about it. You know, and in that first half, you know, we were able to, you know, block the punt and we're able to take that back. And so that gave us a little bit of cushion there going in. But yeah, you know, again, you look at a team like Brush and how they played, you know, they forced that turnover. I want to say, you know, we had guys, that guy was Colby Runner that put the ball on the ground, you know, and he had just come off the defensive side and everything. And so, you know, we're a little tired right there, but I'm going to give credit to Brush for what they did. It took it away and goes and gets the score. But then, but the resiliency of our kids to show up and to do what they do, you know, that's when it counted. Offensively, we struggled a little bit tonight. Missed a couple of assignments, some things that we're going to have to look at on film to get better at. But what I said to the guys at the end is, when it counted, you came together, you did what you needed to do, and you know, there's no such thing as an ugly win, so we'll take it.
Yeah, Nolan Hertzke, that name pops up again as a couple big plays, like you said, at a 66-yard completion, and then a touchdown to Bobby Holt to kind of seal the victory for you guys, so another good night for your quarterback.
Yeah, he really did well. Again, some easy quick passes there that we thought we could get, and we did. But then just missed on a couple others. You know, that could have really put a couple more scores up there, give us more of a cushion and whatnot. You know, we've got to go back and look. Just as what went wrong there? Are we not setting our feet? Was that route not quite right there? You know, there's things like that we get better at. We've got this bye week coming up, and it's coming at a great time for us. So it'll help us out. But yeah, Nolan had good numbers, good day for him for sure, and I think that we can get better.
And you got to be happy with your defense, which is kind of the reoccurring theme when we talk to a Coach Van Winkle coach team. At only score they gave up tonight was on a short field, it sounds like, so got to be happy with them.
Without a doubt, you know, and for me, it's always going to be, you say that, but Coach Smith and I, man, we've done that work for forever together. You know, the idea is defense wins, you know, and that's where we always want to hang our hat. So, yeah, to see them tonight, I mean, guys, 7 turnovers, I think 6 or 7 sacks. You have a team that's playing like that, one side of the ball playing like that. It's going to make, you know, life pretty difficult for that opponent, and it's going to put the offense in a good spot, which is really what we'd like to see. So, yeah, defense is outstanding and just continues to just raise the bar for themselves week in and week out.
You guys now get a break, as you mentioned, got that bye week before you kind of start the gauntlet that is the Patriot League West. So I guess in my mind that bye week could not have came at a better time for you guys, as you guys can kind of reset and get ready to head into league play.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. You know, and I'll tell you, the gauntlet, I mean, we get a little break here, you know, which is nice, but I think the gauntlet started last week against Platte Valley and continued tonight against Brush. You know, we're talking Patriot football, and I think we just talked about Platte Valley and Brush being the two teams from the East. So, you know, it's not any easy schedule for us at all. And we know that, you know, Kyle. I mean, when you go against that kind of competition week in and week out, you know, it just makes us better. You know, we're getting that good competition, and so we wouldn't have it any other way. You know, we want to be hitting our stride as we go through league play. You know we're going to get challenged, but ideally that's going to put us in a spot really positioned for that postseason play where we've been playing great competition. So, you know, that's it's a great thing for us to be in this league, a great thing to go up against these coaches and these teams that we're going to see here, you know, starting with University after the bye, and it just gets, you know, it gets more and more, you know, every single week. So one of those things that we just have to deal with, which, again, it's a great thing for us.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it's good to hear. It's almost like the old adage, iron sharpens iron. You keep going against the best. You guys get better. You guys have done that, and you continue to roll as you set number five in the polls, looking to climb. But enjoy your week off. We will hopefully you guys keep winning, and we'll keep calling you. So congratulations on a big win tonight, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
That sounds great. Appreciate the call. You guys have a great night.
All right, there is Jeff Van Winkle, the head football coach at Severance, as they went 20-7 over Brush last night. Glad we could get that clip in. All right, I was going to talk to you about Loveland and Windsor last night. Wow, terrific football game. How about Windsor? Chris Jones' team's putting points on the board this year. They put 56 on the board against Longmont. However, Longmont got run again last night, so maybe that's not as noteworthy as I thought. But, yeah, Windsor playing great football. I think they'll be a top 10 team by the end of the year, but they took on Loveland at Ray Pat last night. 7-7 halftime tie, and Loveland gets a late score, comes away with a victory. So Alan Jeffries' team, 14-7, get a big win at Ray Pat last night. And again, Kyle caught up with head coach Alan Jeffries after the ballgame, talking about number 7 Loveland's win over the Windsor Wizards.
Coach, thank you for joining us tonight.
Oh, you bet. Thank you.
Yeah, big, obviously, I don't have to say it. That's the reason we wanted you on, but massive matchup tonight. You guys suffer your first loss a week ago, have to travel and take on a 5A squad, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I was kind of looking over some stats as I prepared for tonight, and I did not see your quarterback's name in there as playing last week, so that doesn't make it easier, but then Windsor comes in tonight, and you guys are able to get by them. So I guess kind of hit on, there's two questions in one there, but maybe hit on both of them.
Well, yeah, last week we went into, you know, a powerhouse in 5A Ralston, and, you know, they're always a great program. And unfortunately, we had some quarantine issues just for exposure, not kids that had anything, but, you know, still they got kind of put into that protocol. And so we had three offensive starter linemen out, one defensive starting lineman, and, of course, our quarterback, Garrett, was out. And so, you know, you go down to a 5A powerhouse, and you got about 25% of your team sidelined or whatever, and you know, the kids fought, and they played hard down there, they played great, and you know, Trey came in there, our sophomore quarterback, and you know, he did everything he could do and more, and so, you know, I was proud of him. You hang with a team like that at least, and you have a good showing with that, and so yeah, the kids did great.
Yeah, then I think as a coach, I mean, obviously there's a loss is a loss, but like you said, to be missing a quarter of your starting offense, including your signal caller, and to still kind of hang with them, you've got to be happy with that. And then obviously it didn't get any easier as Windsor not in the rankings, but I think a team that that is on the climb as they had their way with Longmont a week ago, and this was the game I had circled on my score sheet all night. So just kind of break it down for us. We got to follow along on Twitter, but it looked like kind of a defensive slugfest, as I think it was 7-7 for the majority of it, and then looks like you guys scored late in the second half to get the victory.
Yeah, you know, and Windsor actually did pop on the polls this week. It was one of those games of the week type thing, and I think they're 7 or 8, somewhere in there. But, you know, after our loss, we dropped down to 5, which is fine. You know, the rankings are what they are. And, you know, Chris Jones always going to put a great product on the field. His staff is good. That program's good. Those kids over there play hard. And, you know, I was just thinking it was going to be a dogfight, and sure enough, you know, 7-7 at halftime, they blocked the field goal before half, had a little momentum from that, and we just challenged the kids in the second half. We said, hey, you know what, these guys came down here to spoil your homecoming, they came down here to play, so, you know, second half's going to be about heart, who's going to have more heart here, and who's going to take this victory, and so, you know, boys stepped up, the offense found a way to get that extra score. Defense just played lights out. I couldn't be more proud of the defense. Those guys clean up the ball, and they take care of business out there. So, yeah, real good win for us.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about your defense a little bit just because looking at Windsor's stats from a week ago, they racked up 508 yards on the ground. So for you guys to hold them out of the end zone other than one time and shut down that rushing game, anybody in particular that stood out, or was it a team effort on the defensive side?
Well, I tell you, our nose guard tonight, really, I mean, the team effort was there, but I tell you, his name is Shark. His name is actually Jacob, but Sharks is what we're going by. And I tell you, he was in the backfield so much. We kind of schemed to where we made sure that he was out there blowing up pullers. And, you know, he was so fast off the ball and did so much good for us tonight. And by taking out a puller or whatever, you know, we angled our ends and did a few different things that we usually don't do. And, you know, trying to blow the first guy up in the hole. And then linebacker just knife and fill, and they made some good tackles, you know, and I think that was the key. I told them, I said, hey, we don't have any heroes. We don't need any heroes. What we need is good, sound, fundamental tackling. Let's just make sure that we get the yards, limit the yards after they touch. So,
yeah, sounds like you guys did that, get a big win tonight. Like you say, they did sneak into the rankings, did Windsor. I missed that somehow. Not the first mistake I'll make, I'm sure. But anyways, a big victory for you guys, and congratulations on that one. Got Broomfield coming up next before you guys head into league play, but we'll let you worry about that here in a couple days. You guys can enjoy the victory tonight. We thank you for taking time out of your night, joining us here on our Alf Feedmill postgame show, and hopefully we can catch up with you after a few more wins.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You guys covering us and stuff, and you guys do a great job taking care of the preps around here and stuff. We thank you for that. And, yeah, hopefully we'll have a few more victories and a few more conversations.
All right. There is Alan Jeffries, the head coach at Loveland. 14-7 win for them over Windsor last night. A big one at Ray Patterson. Longmont got run again last night. Erie beat them 50-6. Everybody's got to now take a notice of the Erie Tigers. Number six, 37-0 lead at the break last night, too. So Erie, big, big win. Greeley Central and Brighton, 41-16. The Brighton Bulldogs beat Greeley Central, so the Cats are 0-4. Brighton evens their record at 2-2. Already told you about our game last night, Fort Collins 28-7 over the Pooter Impalas. Two games today on the list. One at 1 o'clock at Brazelton Field at DCA, Dayspring Christian Academy. They'll take on Akron. Number 5 Akron, number 6 Dayspring Christian. Big game there for Ben Fusco's team. And then tonight we'll be on the air with you. 6 o'clock, our Hurricane Financial kickoff. Number 1 Eaton and number 7 Platte Valley in Kersey. Come back in a moment on Preps Rewind here from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios on a Saturday. We're back. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA. All righty, welcome back to the program, Auto Collision Specialist Studios. It is Preps Rewind. Thank you to Gould Parts down in downtown Eaton, our great sponsor of the program. Also, the Tatanka Grill, you're out on the road. Stop by either Kramer's Wedge Store or the U Phillips and Greeley in Eaton, and you can taste that great food from that restaurant-style kitchen, Tatanka Grill. All right, let's do this. Let's get the clock straightened out here. We'll come back in a moment. We caught up with Troy Hoffman yesterday talking about the big game tonight out in Kersey. Number 1 Eaton, number 7 Platte Valley. We'll catch up with the coach, Troy Hoffman, when we come back right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFKA. All righty, 10:41 on this Saturday here in Northern Colorado. Tonight, 6 o'clock in Kersey, Hurricane Financial kickoff between number 1 Eaton, the defending state champs, and number 7 Platte Valley. Of course, Troy Hoffman, 12th year as head coach out in Kersey. He's got one state championship in his back pocket, and we'll see. They look like the prohibitive favorite in that Patriot League East. Caught up with Troy yesterday talking about the big game tonight. Here's Troy Hoffman. Troy Hoffman's on the phone with us right now. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, real quick, Clark. Sure. If you got a new car, would you know where to look for the engine?
I wouldn't even know how to start it, probably. But every once in a while, just because I'm weird, I like to go test drive cars so I can see what a new car smells like. So that's all I'm doing. But now, when this one dies, and I won't ever go get a new car. I don't know about you guys. I go get like maybe a 2 or 3 year old car, because as soon as you drive it off the lot, it's half the price it was before. And I'll do that. But this 20-year-old car I'm driving, it's going to have to quit before I. It's part of my life. I can't just. It's like a dog. I can't just set it free. I've got.
Yeah, that,
got to ride it till it's over. So
I hear you on that. So I just thought I'd feed you because, you know, the engine's in the back of those bugs.
Troy, let's talk about it. 17-14 loss you're coming off of. Boy, you got me doing some homework, too. In your tenure as a head coach, never have you lost two games in a row at home in Kersey. 46-11 all time with you as a head coach in Kersey. I mean, those are all big numbers. And then here's some more numbers for you. You've beaten the Eaton Reds, which nobody else can seem to do, 9 of the last 10 times you've played the Reds. I mean, huge numbers right there. But really, when you get together tomorrow night, you can take all those numbers and throw them out the window, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to say that history will have the result of the game, and then I don't have to show up, and I won't be any less nervous. So, I mean, but the process is I have been very fortunate. I've been blessed, and our home crowd and that atmosphere that we have, and the kids take a lot of pride in playing at home.
Sure.
I guess I didn't realize that I don't look back at my accomplishments. I look back at what the kids did. But, yeah, that's kind of, now you made my stomach get a little sleepy. The game's not until tomorrow, Clark.
Yeah, that's right. Now you got to go about 36 hours with that stomach ache. Thank you, Clark.
Yeah,
that's what I do. I mean, I bring up stuff that makes you worry. No doubt about it. But, I mean, here come the Reds. And you could say this a lot of years, Troy, where, oh, my goodness, this is a terrific football team. Bruce and I are sitting here thinking, we've seen the Reds. We've seen what they've done on paper. We've seen what they've done in person. They seem like a team that with a young new quarterback to the system and Walker Martin, they're just going to keep getting better as they go here. Is this team better than last year's Reds that won the title? I mean, you got your hands full with Zach Lemon's team coming in tomorrow night.
Yes, we do. You know, and that's what I've been impressing upon our kids this week, because they do realize, some of the seniors were thinking, you know, hey, we haven't tasted defeat since
sure,
I've been
sure,
here.
Sure, that's right.
But in reality, the fact is each game is so big for the two towns, the communities, and there's a lot of pride. But I, looking at film, you know, had True played last year, who knows? I just think on that Saturday with the wind and everything, I think it ended up the way it was going to be, and we played very hard that day. But they're the state champions. They're ranked number one, and I'll tell you what, I have not taken any less time letting our kids know that they should walk around with that atmosphere at their school, and we should have that feeling in our stomach that we want to be in contention with them at some point in that game tomorrow. And so I'm really excited for what we got. They are skilled. Flores is back. I don't see him getting hurt. The change at quarterback was interesting. You know, Walker was such a skilled player for him last year, so I don't know all the ins and outs. Maybe Zach will tell me that at the end of the season.
No. If I sent you on the wrong loop there, I'm sorry. It is Walker Martin is the quarterback. I'm just saying my thoughts with Walker Martin was Scotty Grable was the quarterback last year.
Yeah.
I think Walker's still learning the position.
No, he is.
So I think that means for Eaton going forward, they can get even better, and which is kind of scary.
Yeah, well, exactly. They're only going to get better. They're big.
Yep.
They're big is what it is.
Offensive line. Nope.
They are, and you're right. Walker's going to improve. He's like our quarterback.
Sure.
The senior, but they both basically had the same amount of starts as a varsity quarterback. So they will improve, just like we're going to get there each week and stuff. But I like the way we match up. We've always been able to do things against certain teams, and they're going to try and do things with us as well. And we're going to try and find what makes us best tomorrow.
And coach, even they are the state championship state champions, but this is a rivalry. I mean, how fun is it your week at school knowing that, hey, the state champs are coming, but they are our rival, and we've kind of dominated them lately, you know, in the past decade. How fun is that for you? Do you enjoy that? And for the community, they have to be just thrilled that it's a Saturday night game under the lights and both teams are going to clash.
We are very excited. And you're right that our community and our town has grasped it as well, Coach. And it has just grown. When I first started at Platte Valley back in 2002, Eaton really had the upper hand on us, and that was a hard pill to swallow, but we've managed to grow, and we've gotten a lot more consistent, of course, and our teams have some great games. I mean, even the ones that the playoff game that we lost was 9-7.
That's right. Right.
And so it hinges on execution. It hinges on on certain things that I don't control. And I will tell you, and I'm sure you feel this way too through all your years, and sometimes to be on the fortunate side, that luck, I'll take that so that my kids have success. We are excited.
Absolutely.
We're very excited. And to be playing the number one team in the state just has added a little bit of sharpness, a little bit more to what we've been doing this week. And I appreciate the kids' effort. And I'm really looking forward to tomorrow night. I really, truly am. I love being out there on these kind of nights.
Do you see, Troy, do you see in your kids, and it probably changes with each group, and Bruce can answer this too, when you guys have a big game that week in football or that night in basketball or maybe the couple of days heading up to that game, do you see your players' eyes light up like this is – you don't want to say it. You want to take one game at a time. I get that. But where the players are going, boy, this is a bigger game than normal because it's our rival. It's the state champs. Do you see that in your players? Is it a little bit different, the attitude of practice that week?
It is, and I sense it. But I think, again, we could sit here and talk. I think historically, though, you have to be cautious of that because
sure.
What happens after this game really still does not make or break what we do. We win the league, we're in. Put me in the tournament, I love what our kids will do. But the idea is that there is a lot more nerves. There is some hair in the back of the neck trying to figure it out. I guess there's also a little more attention to detail from coaches. You know, some of the comments we made last night, be more patient, sure. Do the things you need to do. So I do sense that. But on the other side of it, trying to balance and remember that after this game, you still have to have that same intensity when you get ready to play a birthday team that could be 1-3 at the
sure,
or 1-2
sure.
at the time we get them. So I really want them to turn around at some point tomorrow when they walk out there because it's going to be 90 degrees. The stands are going to be loud. There's going to be red shirts all along the fence.
Yep.
And you just take a look at the atmosphere because there's nothing better when you're growing up than to be a part of something so much fun.
And I think football rivalries trump basketball rivalries. I do. But, Coach, I always thought in a big rivalry game at times after I'd been through a few of them, I didn't know who I had to calm down more, my assistant coaches or the players. Do you find your assistant coaches, too, just so pumped and ready and fired up that you just have to, you know, step back a little bit?
I guess I'm going to tell you, I'm going to pull the mature card here. Not that I am, but I'm older is what I'm saying.
Sure.
I do have to remind my coaches because we get so intense. And you have to remember, Coach, so much of what we do, we tell our kids to take a breath at the free throw line or a PAT. You've got to step back. And my coaches have to do the same.
You're right.
And I have three former players.
That's right.
That have been on the end of this rivalry, have been a part of it. They've all played Eaton in a playoff game, and they love it. You know, so there are certain things. I've just seen Matthew, Tate, and Clint just kind of have this, we really want to succeed in this, and it's like I told them, the big picture is we play to the best of our abilities. Keep the kids in the right frame. Let them know we're going to face something that's not going to be the best. That's how we bounce. Look at what we did last week. We marched down and tied up that game.
You sure did.
And that was something I've been stressing this week that we need to build on.
And a lot of times, Coach, in football, it's that emotion which really can carry you. But sometimes that emotion can draw, you know, a flag once in a while with, you know, exceeding past the whistle or something like that. So this is going to be a fun one tomorrow that we are really looking forward to.
Yeah, I'm glad. You know, again, the opportunity for the schools to put it on a Saturday. They always, you know, we always volunteer to move it. We move it to a different time. UNC's done there. I told the kids, man, you are the focus of
North Carolina
tomorrow.
Troy, you're exactly right. I was going to end with this, and you took it right off my sheet. Saturday, 6 o'clock, I mean, you guys will be the only show in town. All high school football eyes in Colorado are going to be sitting on Kersey Saturday night.
That's right. And who cares about Penn State and Auburn on TV?
That's
come out
right.
To Kersey, come out and watch a great high school football game. And you're going to see, you know, you're going to see 100 kids tomorrow night to be excited and doing the best they can. And I just pray that they all never forget those moments because I step back and think about mine, and I hope I can create something for them to remember.
Troy, you're getting us pumped up, man.
Troy, on a personal note, I have to go to a wedding, and I'm going to be listening to it on the radio by going back out and getting away from the crowd a little bit. And I just can't wait to see how this game is
going. It's either Jimmy Buffett or a wedding or something that this guy always has an excuse.
excuse.
Can't get
out of this one.
I'll send you my NFHS login, so you can watch it on your phone.
I got my own. I got my own, man.
Troy, thank you so much, man. I know you're busy. Thanks for taking some time out, and just thank you for what you do with our kids, our student athletes, and just everything that you do as a mentor to these kids. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate it. And you guys, this show has been a lot of fun to listen to. I sneak away at work, so
well,
I'm glad
you do a great job, Coach. So thanks.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
All right, there's Troy Hoffman, the head football coach at Platte Valley. Tonight, 6 o'clock in Kersey, number 7 Platte Valley. Troy Hoffman's never lost two in a row at home. Just absolutely a tough place to go win. And Eaton, the number one team in the state, will roll in there tonight. Should be a doozy. Our Hurricane Financial kickoff at 6 p.m. right here on Preps Radio. All right, we'll come back and wrap up the program here on a Saturday in NOCO. Auto Collision Specialist Studios, that's where we're calling this from, right here on Northern Colorado. Voice 103.1 1310 KFKA. All right. Whoop. Hello. Testing 1, 2, 3. There we go. All right, final 45 seconds or so in the program today. Thank you to Michael Kirkpatrick, the 439th, back in the studio making this thing happen today. Tonight, 6 o'clock, the Hurricane Financial kickoff in Kersey. Number 1, Eaton. Number 7, Platte Valley. Should be a ton of fun. Join myself and Mike Danson out there for the call tonight. Thank you to all you folks. It should be a wonderful day. UNC football coming up today as well, so see if they can get win number 2 on the season. Jerry Schimmel gets the call there. Boy, oh boy, what a great broadcaster. Should be fun Saturday out here. Hug your kids and have a great one out there. We'll talk to you guys tonight from Kersey, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFKA.